Blog Talk Radio.
Say hello to all of our UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Praise the Lord. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. And of course, a lot of you know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. I'll repeat that, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services starts at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon every Sunday. 1:30 p.m., okay? So come and join us and worship with us. You will be blessed, okay? All right. And then right now I want you to text or inbox, call, do something with all of your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of today's show in order to listen from your computer. Okay, and you know on Facebook, wherever you see the post for this show, you can just click on it anytime this week, okay, today and anytime all this week, and you can hear the entire program, right? Okay. Don't forget to tune in to the Message of Life. We will be on Tuesday, on live, Facebook Live on Tuesday. So, and that'll be around 2:30, somewhere around in there, okay? Facebook Live, so stay tuned for that, all right? And hear the great message that Pastor Tasila, my wife, and myself, well, Pastor Tasila is my wife, so the message from Pastor Tasila and myself, I think that you, as a matter of fact, I know you'll be blessed. The Spirit of the Lord, we pray, will be upon you and upon us so that we can all benefit from whatever message the Lord is going to bring forth. Okay, that's on hsbn.tv, and it'll be on Facebook Live. And you can also catch us on YouTube and many other apps anytime this week because we're on quite a few apps. The Message of Life, Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. So don't forget to tune in, okay? Let's see, anything else? Oh, yes. I just released a book. It's available right now on Amazon, and you can go ahead and order it right now. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. Now, I'm telling you, if you sit back and read this book, and you will be blessed. You will get to know the God of the Bible. You'll understand a lot of things and answers to a lot of questions that you may have had throughout the years. You will begin to understand a lot of things. And you will begin to see the mystery of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You will be blessed. And I believe, I truly believe, and I pray that just by you reading this book, that the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, and it will draw you, and he will draw you closer to God. In Jesus' name, okay? All right, you stay right there. We're going to come back with our message for today. Don't go away. Amen. Hallelujah. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. All right, now, let's go ahead and get into our message for today. This is a powerful message, so pay close attention. Let's pray. Father God, I ask that you open the hearts and the minds of the people listening to this broadcast right now. Help them, Lord, to understand what you are saying in this hour. Let their spiritual senses be open to the things of the Holy Spirit so that they will know and get the deep revelation of your word this very day. Thank you, Father God. We thank you now in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, the name of this message, we're asking God to forgive America. It's called God Forgive America. We are always asking God to bless America, but we need to first ask God to forgive America. Woe to America, because we as a nation have forsaken the Lord. We have opened doors to ancient spirits, Babylonian and ancient Egypt spirits like Baal or Baal, the possessing spirit. Some people say Baal, some say Baal. He is the possessing spirit. He seeks to possess nations, and in particular, America. He is also called Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies. He's the chief of all the demons. Beelzebub, who is a prince demon, along with his subordinate spirits or demons, are determined to push Jesus out of America and out of the world itself. That's why there's so much persecution of Christians all over the world. Did you know that Christians are the most persecuted out of all religions? America has allowed the spirit of Baal to move our government to take prayers out of schools, take Bibles out of schools, and have no mentioning of Jesus in schools or even on our jobs. Did you know that? Prayers and the Bible and talking about Jesus have been removed from schools, the schools have gone down. This all started in 1962, and from that point on, the schools have gone down. There's so much disrespect. There's shootings and all kinds of things taking place in schools, pregnancies, and it's all gone down. They took the blessing out of the schools, so demons enter in. Our children are not allowed to sing Christmas songs about Jesus during the Christmas season. What we used to call the Christmas season is now called winter break in our public schools. People cannot even say Merry Christmas in society anymore. Instead, we're supposed to just say Happy Holidays. Easter as well. Easter is when Christians acknowledge the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And even that's not allowed in our public schools. Instead, it's called spring break. Now, I know that Christmas and Easter are really pagan holidays, but that's not my point. My point is this. The Baal spirit is moving our society to take away anything that pertains to or mentions Jesus. Nothing pertaining to the Lord Jesus Christ are allowed in our public schools, on our jobs, or even in society as a whole. They are slowly trying to move Jesus out. This is the undercover work of Baal, who has possessed our country. This is the Antichrist spirit that covers up the word of God. This spirit is trying to take the place of God by deception, lies, manipulations, and by force, of which our government has been deceived and is now in bondage to Satan and his demons, and most of them willingly. in bondage. This Baal spirit continually tempts God's people into serving Satan by dangling worldly things like fame, fortune, and political power before them, and also by brainwashing our leaders and many members of our congregation. Satan tried to tempt Jesus with worldly things as well. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. The glory means all the riches of the world. Everything that tempt mankind, from drugs and sex and money and jewel, everything, you know, the best of everything, all of these things, it's the glory of the kingdoms of this world. It's what Satan was showing Jesus. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, praise the Lord, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Jesus overcame all of Satan's temptations with the word of God. Verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Christians, we must follow that same example. We must overcome Satan with the word of God. Satan continues to have control over Christians here in America by trying to control the church, having it so that all churches have to have, here in America, all churches have to have a 501c3. But in reality, they do not. We do not have to actually have a 501c3 in order to operate as a church. Many churches don't know this. I'm going to be truthful. I didn't know it until later. The Baal or Baal possessing spirit is moving our government to do this in order to take away the voice of the preaching of the gospel. They want to take it away, silence the people, or control what you say. This Baal spirit is the spirit that causes God's people to go a-whoring after other gods. Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 9 through 16 really speaks about the leaders of the church in this hour. He's talking about the leaders of Israel, but in this scripture, but spiritually speaking, it's talking for today. Remember, God's word is the now word. So it's also speaking of our spiritual leaders, our clergy, and different leaders in the church today. Here's what the Lord said in Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 9 through 16. And he said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw. And behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. They're idols. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. That's the same as the elders and leaders of the church today. And in the midst of them stood Jahazaniah, the son of Japhon, with every man his censer in his hand. And a thick cloud of incense went up. They were burning incense to demons. These were the leaders of Israel. And it's really no different today in many ways. That's what our leaders are doing. Then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imaginary or his imagery. Imagery? Come on, you know what I mean. Their imagination is evil continually. They worship these demons in their hearts and minds. That's what's happening in this hour in our churches. For they say the Lord seeth us not. You see, they do all these things behind closed doors. and they think the Lord can't see them. The Lord, they say, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. He said also unto me, the Lord said unto Ezekiel, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. You mean there's more? These abominations are still happening in many churches today, just in a different way. He then brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Their women were weeping for this demon. This demon. Tammuz was the son of Semiramis, a witch, a Babylonian witch, who remained a witch until the day she died. Tammuz is now a demon because they're being worshipped for many generations. Him and his mother, they're still being worshipped. They're long gone dead. They've been dead hundreds of years, but their spirit continues on, and many people have lifted them up to be gods. You know, you see a picture of Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus in Catholicism, and then you'll see a little glow or something over them, all three of them. That's the sun god over them. And then the Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus actually represents Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz. And it's a counterfeit that Satan has brought up. That's a whole nother sermon, but this is some of the things that's going on even today in today's society and in different religions in some way. Okay, now this spirit of Tammuz and Semiramis and Nimrod and all of that, they're still being worshipped today in different ways. Throughout the years, Semiramis has been called by many names, the Madonna, Diana, and that you read about in the Bible. That's just another name for her. It's just different generation and different people, but it's still the same spirit that's being worshipped. Okay, continuing. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east. And they worshiped the sun toward the east. Now, these were the leaders of Israel, but they were worshiping the sun god. They were worshiping Nimrod, the sun god, who was also a son of Semiramis. Semiramis married her son, Nimrod. He's also the son of Semiramis, the Babylonian witch. And they were worshiping this sun god. They were worshiping the sun god. You know, the church has fallen into the worship of these different ancient Babylonian and Egyptian and even these ancient Roman gods, because the Roman gods actually got their gods from Babylon, the Babylonian gods. The early Babylonians, you know, ancient and the early Babylonians, the early Romans, when they were worshiping God back during the days of the Caesars, that's what they were just worshiping the Babylonian gods. That's why Constantine changed the names of their gods, their ancient Babylonian gods. They gave them different names. Constantine changed their names to the saints, the apostles, and stuff like that. So, once again, that's a whole nother sermon. But just to give you an idea of what's going on, these are still those same demons that's in operation today. Oh, God, forgive your overall church. Forgive us as a people, Lord, your church. Many of our church leaders, pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers who started off preaching and teaching your word, but now has opened doors to this possessing spirit, the spirit of Baal. And now many churches today have a place or a seat for Satan within their congregation. just like the church of Pergamum. Remember in the book of Revelation, the church of Pergamum, Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. But I have a few things against you. This is what the Lord is saying to that church, and it goes the same for us. I have a few things against you because some of you hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to place a stumbling block before the Israelites so that they would eat food sacrificed to idols and commit sexual immorality. Because of the fact that their church was divided by their teachings, Satan, who already had a seat in the city of Pergamum, he already had a seat. Because when you entered that city during that time, they had a big statue of Satan. So Satan was already in the city. So now, because of that, many of the Satan's teachings had entered the church that was in Pergamum, and it caused division, and it also allowed sin to come in because they started doing sexual immoral things. So it allowed a lot of demons to enter into that church. And many in the congregation embraced all of it, the teachings and all of it. It's the same today. Many church leaders are operating under that Baal spirit, under that Baal spirit, and deceiving their congregations with doctrines of demons and the philosophies of men. And many pastors have become motivational speakers as well. Instead of true men of God preaching the word of God, they've turned into motivational speakers. All of this leads to death. Oh God, forgive America. Lord, forgive America and forgive your church for allowing another spirit to overtake us. Forgive us for giving in to the enchantress spirit within this country and in many of our churches, which is the spirit of Jezebel. She's named after the false god Baal. Now, Jezebel was a real person, and she was really named after the false pagan god Baal. Jezebel herself was a Baal worshiper, so she and those that followed her had open sex during that time, during their time. It was permitted. And it hasn't changed in this nation and in many other churches. It's just done in different ways. This country still have open sex and open sex rituals in our modern day Baal temples, which are places like the occult and their practices, also in movie theaters, be careful, on television and on the internet and all porn shops and so on. These are modern day Baal temples. And all who participate in these things are condoning Baal worship. This Jezebel enchantress spirit promotes and condones fornication of all kind. And it has a strong hold on America. Even many of our popular government leaders and many of those big stars that you go see concerts or you go see them in the movies, many of these big stars that you go see them in sports, in the entertainment industry are caught up into human trafficking. You would be surprised if you found out the people that you know, that you are familiar with, that are involved in human trafficking, child porn, and on and on. Understand that fornication is any and all kinds of perverted sex, sex without being married, which is adultery, pedophiles, sex with animals, sex, men with men and women with women, even changing your sex from a man to a woman or from a woman to a man. And all of those who claim to be binary, you know, trying to exist without a gender at all of these things are open portals for this spirit, this enchantress spirit, only in our country, but even in many churches. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. This Jezebel spirit is a manipulator. It seeks control. That's why these spirits sends witches and warlocks into our country, and they even raise them up from within our country to infiltrate Christian churches, to seduce the members in many ways. But their main goal is to seduce and tear down the pastors. The ultimate goal of this Jezebel spirit demon is to destroy the overall church and many pastors with it, and the deacons and everyone that's a part, that have a position in the church, male or female, it doesn't matter. And many Christian leaders have gotten caught up in this seduction and have become weak and have fallen into captivity and bondage to these enchantress spirits, the Jezebel spirit. This spirit attacks your mind first, which causes men to look at women and seek pleasure with them. But this is against the word of God, which says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Women, this goes for you as well. So be careful how you carry yourself, what you allow your eyes to see, and what and who you touch. I'm talking about men and women right now. Be careful how you dress, because you could be allowing that Jezebel, seductive, controlling, manipulating spirit to take residence within you. So be very careful and be alert. I'm talking to you, church. I'm talking to you who call yourselves Christians. Be very careful. The next spirit or demon that hunts America and our churches is the destroyer. The destroyer. Forgive us, Lord, because we have opened portals for the destroyer spirit and his subordinates. These are the evil spirits that only seek to steal, kill, and destroy God's people. But they start first by attacking our nation. They surround God's people with unbelievers, God haters, Christian haters, and they want to destroy America. Why? Because America is the only nation that was built upon Christian principles. But their ultimate goal is to eventually annihilate the Christian church and every Christian that lives. Why? Why are Christians their main target? You may ask, because we are the ones who will destroy the works of Satan. But these spirits don't want you as a Christian to know that. So they slowly destroy this country with drugs in order to control the minds of the people, having them to want something that the people know will eventually destroy them. Did you know that drug addicts and people that are hooked on drugs and stuff, they know that all of these drugs will eventually kill them. But still, they stay continually in bondage to it. And this includes many Christians. These drugs of all kind has destroyed our youth, causing them to do dangerous things. You know, seeing kids doing dangerous things, driving their cars fast on motorcycles, and just taking chances with their lives and trying out all kinds of new drugs. You know, these young kids, you just tell them that with this drug, you can really get high. No matter what it is, they'll try it just to get that high. And many adults are caught up with this demon as well. So it's not just in youth. They seem to be a little quicker to do it, but still adults are caught up in it too. It's for this destroyer spirit. Releasing these kinds of drugs is for weakening the nation and keeping people in a false state of mind. You can control people when you take their minds. And they have caused these drugs to be so addictive that it becomes their gods. And they will do anything to have it. They will lie, steal, deceive, and even kill to get it. It's the same with alcohol. People develop a taste for alcohol, and it gets to the place that they cannot control it. They have to have it, so they drink, and drink and drink. And then demons enter into the drinker to make him violent. You notice that some people are so nice and calm and quiet, but once they take that drink, they're loud, they're ready to fight, they're ready to hop in the car and go drive somewhere. They're ready to just do things that they know they shouldn't be doing. And they know that they're under the influence, but yet these demons overtake them. This destroying spirit has and still is controlling people so much that many have killed others being under the influence of drugs or alcohol or both. Demons telling them to drive while you are intoxicated. The goal of the demon is for them to kill someone or kill themselves. Sometimes people hear voices telling them to kill themselves or kill others. These are demon spirits, that destroying spirit. That's what it is, the destroyer. That's telling you to kill yourself or kill others, to kill a group of people. You know, we read about this, or we hear about it all the time on the news. Somebody ran their car into a group of people on the street, or shot up people in the mall, you know, or at a restaurant, at a nightclub, and even in a church. Just kill them for no reason, and then kill yourself. The destroyer spirit promotes the ancient sacrifice of killing babies. They used to cause people to pass their children through the fire in order to appease their gods. Well, you know, they're still doing that in different ways, though. In higher levels of witchcraft today, many witches get pregnant purposely in order to sacrifice their babies to Satan. They make it a ritual. It's their way of worshiping their pagan gods or their pagan god or demons. This destroyer spirit continues to use other methods in this hour for common people. Things like drive-by shootings, people beating or strangling their children to death. But the most popular sacrifice that they do for Satan is abortions. People don't realize it, but when they have abortions, they are really sacrificing to Satan. Bottom line, that's what you're doing. That's the plan of the destroyer spirit. This destroying spirit moved Pharaoh to kill all the newborn male children during the days of Moses. Satan was looking for the Messiah to kill him. Satan even moved Herod to kill Jesus, the Son of God, when he was only like 2 years old. He was looking to kill the Messiah. That was the whole purpose. Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. It was Satan looking to destroy the Messiah, the Son of God, and he still wants to destroy babies today. Because now he's looking to destroy the sons of God. The destroying spirit has caused mankind and science and the medical field to produce poisonous and deadly viruses and bacteria to release to the public so that many will die. Now that's just pure evil. That's demonically driven evil. This destroyer spirit is also causing wars in many parts of the world so that many can die. Matthew 24, verses 6 and 7. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places, in different places. This destroyer spirit has caused many sicknesses and disease and have placed them upon men, upon mankind, so that many can what? Die. But God will protect those who are truly his. Psalm 91, verses 5 and 6. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. These are the fiery darts of Satan and his terror during the day. We will not be afraid of that. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. These are diseases and sicknesses that seem to sneak up on you unaware. Next thing you know, you're sick with something. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. This destroyer spirit has caused violence in the home, husbands beating their wives and children. And this spirit causes racial hatred in the street among citizens, so much hatred that even many of our police officers are caught up in it. They're committing deadly crimes, unnecessarily beating people to death or shooting them. This destroyer spirit has moved governments all over the world to persecute and kill any person who love and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus prophesied all these things in Matthew 24, 9 through 12. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. He's talking about Christians. And shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's exactly what's happening today. The Lord gave us the answer of what we are to do to get his blessings and forgiveness. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, meaning Christians, true believers, disciples, saints, lovers, and followers of Jesus Christ, if we shall humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, we must truly seek the face of the Lord. He said, if you seek me, you will find me. And turn from our wicked ways. Listen, Christians, to turn from your wicked ways, he's saying, repent, turn from your sins, and turn to God. Turn from your sinful lifestyle, and turn completely, totally to God. Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. America can be healed. If we, Christians, will humble ourselves, pray, and seek him, and repent. Forgive us, O Lord, and lead this whole nation into repentance, even the church, and drive out all of the evil in our country according to your word in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 3 through 5. Know therefore today that it is the Lord your God who is crossing over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and he will subdue them before you so that you may drive them out and destroy them quickly, just as the Lord has spoken to you. Do not say in your heart, Christians, when the Lord your God has driven them out before you, don't say in your heart that because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is disposing them before you. He's dispossessing them before you. It is not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart that you are going to possess the land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out before you in order to confirm the oath which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we today, Christians, we are still under that same oath, that same promise, that same covenant that was given to Abraham. It's also on us. Move, O Lord. Move and replace all of our government leaders who are being controlled by secret societies who worship Satan and demons. Revelation 11, verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Ignite your people, O Lord, with Holy Spirit fire and power from on high, so that we can turn this nation into a land blessed by God. Let us bring forth your government upon this earth. Daniel 7, verse 27. Then the sovereignty, dominion, and greatness of the kingdoms under all of heaven will be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. To Christians, it'll be given to us. His kingdom, the kingdom of our Lord, will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will serve and obey him. So fear not, Christians. When you see the wickedness of Satan's kingdom, fear not, because it will be destroyed. God is going to take full control and change things. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will shatter all these kingdoms and bring them to an end, but will itself stand forever. When the Lord said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, he meant it. His kingdom is coming, and his will be done on this earth, because he will make heaven and earth one. God has given Jesus dominion and a kingdom that cannot be destroyed. It is all for the glory of God the Father. Daniel 7, verse 14, and he was given dominion, glory, and kingship, that the people of every nation and language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. People, when you hear people say Jesus is coming soon, believe it and prepare yourselves. That's right. I'm talking to the world now. When you hear Christians, real, true believing Christians, tell you that Jesus is coming soon, believe it and prepare yourselves. Don't let God's blessings pass you by. Don't be rejected by him, but be received and accepted by him. So keep on walking, Christians, true believers. Keep believing. Saints, keep walking, because we will win as long as we stay in and with Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Stay in him, which means that we are on the winning side. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you guys got something out of this message. We tried to cover a lot of the things that's going on in this hour that some of you aren't aware of. And some of you are kind of aware of it, but you don't even know the real deepness of what's going on in this hour. And it's so important for you to know. So take heed. Praise the Lord and prepare yourself, because God is getting ready to do something so great that it's going to blow your mind. That's right. He's preparing an army. And this army is adorning themselves with the full armor of God, and they're ready to move forward. So be a part of that army and get yourself ready for the battle.
We got the power. We know what we're fighting.
To UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Mer McCain. I want to thank you all for joining us this week, and continue to join us every Monday for UCA Radio and Wednesdays for Christian Talk with the T. Mer and Tasila, TNT. Okay, and on Tuesdays, be sure to look us up throughout the week on YouTube, on HSBN.TV, and on Facebook. And look us up and listen to some of our messages and to the program, The Message of Life, okay? And also, don't forget to purchase the book. Buy the book for your friends, for family members, even for strangers, you know. Buy the book and read it. You will be blessed as you read this book because it will draw you closer to the Lord. And I pray that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you and whoever read it. So tell your friends about this book, okay? It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. It's available right now on Amazon. All right, until next week, here's the McCain's Deliverance.
Oh. Free your soul.